Hello, this is Niaga Awani, and we are bringing a special episode today straight from Petronas Research Center Sdn Bhd, and we're going to bring some exciting news about development in the economy and business today. And talking about the Malaysian government introduced phase one of the National Energy Transition Roadmap to speed up Malaysia's acceleration toward a cleaner energy resources. And definitely we play, NETR plays a vital role, not to only one, but two objective, where it aims to 12 Malaysian Plan 2021 till 2025, which aims for Malaysia to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. And the other to of supporting goes to see the National Energy Policy, which was launched in September 2022 with a goal to transform Malaysia into a low carbon nation by 2040. And definitely talking about this, we can include about Petronas, who plays also play a very crucial role within the energy transition. We can say that is dedicated to decarbonisation through a range of focus and intensify efforts. We can see that. And joining me today is Dato' Bacho Pilong, the Senior Vice President, Project Delivery and Technology Petronas. I want to say thank you very much, Dato', joining me. Talking about decarbonisation, we want to see insights into the Petronas efforts. Maybe you can share with us how the Petronas efforts in decarbonisation, maybe you can share with us an overview.
Thank you, Nina. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Let me start off with the mandate given to us as the NOC of Malaysia, the amanah in terms of how do we monetize our endowed resources, hydrocarbon resources, for the benefit of the people of Malaysia and of course the community wherever we operate around the globe. So I think this mandate is very important, and stemming from this mandate, we need to be responsible in terms of how do we deliver energy solution to our customers around the globe responsibly, sustainably, and affordably. Mm-hmm. So I thought, stemming from this, we need to answer the tension between this energy trilemma and at the same time continue having the license to operate in terms of decarbonizations. Mm-hmm. So among the NOC around the globe, or even in this region, I think back in 2020, we come out with our net zero carbon emission 2050. We were the first one in the region. Mm-hmm. It's a very bold move by our organization because we want to be responsible. Mm-hmm. But looking back, it does not start in 2020. I mean, if I look back in 2012, we already have what we call Petronas Carbon Commitment, PCC. Mm-hmm. And PCC kind of guide us how do we continue producing hydrocarbon responsibly by managing our emissions. Apart from the carbon commitment, last year in November 2020, we make it public, what we call our pathway to net zero carbon, that defining our short term, our medium term, and our long term key targets as we progress towards 2050. So this is in public domain. So that's one. And at the same time as well, we have established a clean energy solution company, uncompromisingly green. I'm sure you heard about it. It's Gentari, Generasi Lestari. And the intent is to pursue, along with our core business, which is our upstream, our gas, and our downstream, is to pursue three initial offering. Number one is renewable energy. Mm-hmm. Number two is hydrogen and green mobility. Maybe just some key targets. RE, we aspire to have about 30 to 40 megawatt of RE by 2030. Hydrogen maybe by about 1 million ton per annum by 2030. And hopefully within Asia Pacific, we'll have about 10% of market share for charging points and also vehicle as service offering within Asia Pacific. Mm-hmm. Well, the clock is ticking. Mm-hmm. A lot of work need to be done. And this is what we call race to decarbonize. And I'm also pleased to share with you, last year, we launched what we call R2D, which is Rest to Decarbonize, because we realized we don't have all the answer. I'll be very candid with you, we don't have all the answer, but we saw solution from around the globe. And we launched this Rest to Decarbonize in November last year, and we conclude in March this year, and some of those solutions at this juncture is being deployed in our area of operations. So I think maybe this is a good start, you know, as far as where we were, where we are, and where we're heading as far as decarbonization is concerned.
All right. Actually, that's a very effort, even though we don't have, like, we don't know anything, as you mentioned, but there must be a continuous effort. Maybe you can tell us briefly about how Petronas itself decarbonized its operation.
Well, in general, normally we look at what we call the four key levers, right? You want to decarbonize. You look at, for instance, your energy efficiency, right? That's one space we look at. You look at your venting and flaring. Yeah? We have some targets. In fact, by 2025, I think we will eliminate our continuous venting by converting into flaring. And by 2030, I think we also eliminate our continuous flaring. And some of these, so this is the second one. And of course, the third one is we have electrification. And also we have what we call carbon capture. I will mention this later on. Now, we have done a lot of projects in our offshore operations as far as managing our flaring, managing our venting. And in terms of this bit, I think we have managed maybe about 0.2 million ton of CO2 equivalent reduction. On energy efficiency, we deploy solution, and also we harness data. We use AI, and we are very particular in terms of energy input into the product that we produce in our petchem plant and whatnot. So energy efficiency is very important, and in this regard, I think we were able to reduce our emission by about 0.4. Just now I mentioned 0.2 on flaring, 0.4. And the third lever is quite an extensive exercise of what we call electrification, right? Electrifying all those machineries and whatnot. Maybe it's a good example in our MLNG plant in Sarawak. We buy power from SEB. This is a green electron. This is also quite interesting. About 90 megawatt we import to our complex. And in a way, 40% of the power requirement in our complex is procured from renewable sources. So in a way, I will not say it's a green LNG, but you know, we are moving towards green LNG because we are using power coming from external sources, which is hydropower. And the fourth lever, which is, I think this is the major lever, CCS. I'm not sure whether you heard this carbon capture solution. At this juncture, we are progressing with what we call Kasawari Phase 1, which will be on stream by maybe mid-24. And one of our major undertaking is Kasawari CCS. Hopefully will be on stream by 26, and this is gonna be the largest offshore CCS in the world, you know, once we go on stream in 2026. So I think once we have, because this Kasawari field is supplying to Bintulu plant, and this is our 30 million ton complex of LNG, and I hope once we deliver this, we'll deliver a low carbon LNG to the world market. And also maybe the other one I want to highlight as well is that since we're in this campus, and I want to talk a little bit of technologies. So I think what the foundation to all the CCS is our ability to develop these technologies over the last many years. I mean, if you look at the value chain, so you have the capture, you have some capture technology, we have the transport, you have the storage, and you have the monitoring. So I think this is a typical way of when you explain about CCS. So the technology on capture is developed right here in Bangi. And we have, I'm very proud of, you know, our folks here. We developed those PN1, PN2, MBC, couple of technologies. And also, Alhamdulillah, we were able to mature one of those storage facilities. Mm-hmm. So in the past, the storage was a reservoir to produce hydrocarbon. And now, the very same reservoir will be a storage to store mm-hmm. carbon dioxide. So it's quite an exciting you know, progression from our humble beginning, this very campus, you know, many years back to where we are today, and mm-hmm. how the technology evolution support our aspiration of decarbonization.
We have seen the growth, the evolution of energy transformation, definitely. And talking about stepping out, that has always been Petronas' strategy, which brings the NOC to the global recognition today. Maybe you can share with us, tell us, what are the step-out efforts towards the energy transition?
Thank you. Very good question. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. I think, you know, step out, I think foundation to it is mm-hmm. about technology and it's about innovation. Mm-hmm. And I think let me kind of bring you back to the early days of Petronas. We were set up in 1974. This institution, this research center was set up in 1978. Mm-hmm. Of course, the name back then was not PRSB, it was PRI, I think, mm-hmm. Petronas Research Institute. And since then, you know, we've been doing many researches to support the business. At the same time, many researches to support what we call future positioning. Mm-hmm. So this is where the innovation coming in. And I'm not sure you realize, you know, many of those innovations right from here make a global impact. You know, mm-hmm. for instance, Formula One. The fluids in Formula One car is powered by what we call Petronas Fluid Technology Solutions, right from the fuel to the other liquid, brake liquid, transmission liquid, or whatever. It's all developed from here together with our research center in Turin, Italy. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of Europe, we have our R&D in Turin, Italy. Floating LNG. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether you heard about it. We are the first one in the world to deploy a floating energy solutions that enable us to monetize many of those standard gas.
You become a pioneer already.
Exactly. Yes. In fact, at this moment, if I'm not wrong, I think we are the only company having two floating LNG in the world. Mm-hmm. And inshallah, we'll be building one more. Hopefully will be deployed in my home state in Kota Kinabalu, Sabah, which I'm very proud of. So where we are today is the hub of our innovation, this PRSB in Bangi. I hope Bangi folks are very proud. You are right.
You are right. They're listening here to this must be very proud.
You should
definitely
be very proud. They don't know that right in Bangi we have this global scale of R&D center, and the advancement hopefully will deliver solution that power up the world economy. What do we need is really more energy, less emission, and hopefully that will support our what we call a statement of purpose of enriching life for a sustainable future. And of course, this will go on and support the so-called decarbonization. And maybe I will add on beyond the four levers I mentioned. Also, we are making good progress in terms of what we call energy transition business. We define 9 of those. And of course, I can mention hydrogen is one of the area we're looking at. Our clean energy sister company, Gentari, is pursuing this. Hopefully, we will supply 1.2 million ton per annum of green hydrogen to the market. And also, I mentioned about green mobility, EV cars, and whatnot within Asia Pacific and also beyond. Within Malaysia innovation ecosystem, we collaborate with local universities, UKM in particular. From that collaboration, we developed our own PEM, you know, proton exchange membrane electrolyzer, and this is deployed to produce green hydrogen, and this could be the first commercial hydrogen electrolyzer coming from Southeast Asia. In Sarawak, we support the aspiration of Sarawak government to make Sarawak as the green hub of the region, and we are supplying some of those solutions to Sarawak in their multi-fuel station. I'm sure you heard about Darul Hana and Batu Kawa. Three in one, they have EV, they have normal fuel, and they have hydrogen. So we support that technology. And also, there is one major undertaking in Sarawak, the equivalent of LRT in Semenanjung. They also have their own, but what they call ART, Autonomous Rail Transit, powered by hydrogen. So these are, you know, some of those deployment of technology developed out of here to our what you call it market within Malaysia. Green mobility, Gentari aspire to achieve 10% market share for all those charging stations. And I think as of August, I was informed they have more than 300 charging stations in Malaysia. And now they have more than 1,400 EVs car under the concept of vehicle as a service offering. So this is a good progress so far. For material, advanced material, we offer to the market what we call ProCharge Plus. And this is a graphene-based solution that enhance the performance of all your lithium-ion battery, the battery life and whatnot. And what is more interesting, this graphene is also part of our support for circular economy, because the feedstock coming from all those wares in our refinery in Melaka and also Terengganu. So it's part of supporting that circular economy. Under bio-based value chain, we are working closely with our partner in Sarawak, SEDC Energy, in terms of cultivating algae. And from algae, hopefully will evolve into crude algae oil. And of course, our eventual aspiration to turn this into sustainable aviation fuel.
Wow.
So I think it's a journey. It's still, you know, I will not be making...
It's still an ongoing journey.
It's still
journey,
an ongoing research and a lot of pilot testing. Give us some time and hopefully we will be able to reach the eventual aspiration of the sustainable aviation fuel. In fact, last year during in Langkawi, we signed an MOU between ourselves, SEDC Energy and AMSC to pursue R&D and also the promotion of the use of SAF for the aviation industry. The other areas maybe include renewable energy, you know, especially the chemical, and also you know, this is a demonstration of our progress through our research, our passion, our commitment, and many strategic collaboration. And I'm pleased with many Malaysian research institutions like UKM, UMT, and many other universities. Apart from that, also Petronas is using other avenue to accelerate innovation. I mean, if I can share, you know, some of the insight. For instance, the so-called race to decarbonize. Maybe we can speak more on that one later on.
Definitely, it's interesting to see the growth of Petronas in energy transition from a pioneer to a hub, and then from a local collaboration to international. We, Dato obviously have mentioned also that Petronas have using many avenues to accelerate the innovation. Maybe Dato can share some insights and what is the way forward?
Well, let me go back to what I mentioned about statement of purpose, enriching life. We are, I mean, Petronas, we always remind our people that, you know, we are progressive energy and solution partner, enriching life for a sustainable future. And this call for us to be innovative in terms of providing a sustainable future for the world community. And we are taking this level of collaboration to a new level. How do we build an ecosystem where people, you know, solution, platform can grow organically? And this kind of spirit of innovation, as I mentioned, we have launched our race to decarbonize global hackathon. You know, I'm very proud because this is a global stage. We were able to draw, I think, more than 1,500 ideas from around the globe, coming from individuals, coming from universities, coming from startups, coming from companies. And interestingly, this is very interesting, looks small coming from Malaysia, it inspires others. And I know some of my peers is launching a similar hackathon.
Okay. So we have some competition over there.
It's healthy, yeah. It's good. But for me, it spur what we call inspiration.
Yeah,
it's spur inspiration. It's so inspiring. And I'm glad, you know, somebody is, it's okay, you can copy our approach, no problem. But I'm inspired the fact that, you know, somebody else is also following our approach and went on into a global hackathon.
And maybe we can learn from each other as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. And I'm very open. I mean, you know, we are sharing some of these solution. It's not just meant to serve our needs. It is meant to serve Malaysian needs. It is meant to serve the global needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe one thing, especially for the younger talent, I know I want to mention this, our younger talents out there in campus, right? Our young engineers just coming into the industry. I've been in here for the last 3 decades.
Empowering youngs.
You know, how do we excite them with this decarbonization? And in some respect, this is a golden age of engineering, mm-hmm. that we need to come out with solution and address the challenges we are facing today. Mm-hmm. How do we deliver more energy, less emission? For the young talent, you should be part of the solution. Three decades down the road, when you look back, you should be very proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. I was part of that solution, mm-hmm. right? As we journey. And in Asia, nation in Asia, we are tackling the so-called energy trilemma. We always have this trilemma of affordability, of security, and of sustainability. And we are part of that solution. We are coming out with innovation ideas, with technology solutions, mm-hmm. and hopefully we are part of the answer. Through collaboration, and we have seen this, be it in Malaysia and international, we also, in a way, will develop a new economy, what we call a green economy. Mm-hmm. And this is good for Malaysia and good for the world as well. Mm-hmm. And we need to build the necessary talent to support this agenda for green economy. So as we charging ahead in this energy transition, you know, we are harnessing all our talent, all our expertise, all our technological advancement to serve the mm-hmm. need for Malaysia and also the need beyond Malaysia.
All right, so you have just shared us about the Petronas effort in talent and capability development to deliver this. Maybe my last question, can you share your hopes moving forward? We know there's still a continuous effort, there's still so much to do, but maybe in short terms, what are your hopes, especially in the clearer energy resources?
No, I think moving into the future, for me, as far as net zero carbon emission, we are very clear. You know, we have short-term target, medium target, long-term target. Mm-hmm. Within these next 2 years, this 2024-2025, we aspire to cap our emission at 49.5. Work in progress, inshallah, we will deliver mm-hmm. those. I think this is the focus, the short-term focus, while at the same time, we're lining up all the resources on those. I talk about electrification, I talk about CCS. We have to deliver Kasawari by 2026. That's going to be the largest world CCS project at 3.3 million ton per annum. Mm-hmm. So I think this is an ongoing project. At the same time, we also need to develop the talent, the engine of expertise, the technology, the solution, the research that will support this so-called long, medium-term and long-term target. And we are blessed, Petronas. We are blessed with gas resources. Mm-hmm. I think moving into the future, the world gonna be power up, mostly gonna be with gas. That's why we say that gas will be transition fuel. Mm-hmm. And we are blessed with those resources. Malaysia alone, we have 30 million ton per annum LNG plant. And hopefully our LNG Canada as well, we have equity in LNG Canada, will be on stream sometime next year. And this will be providing clean energy to the world market. And we'll continue providing a clean energy, sustainable energy, reliable energy to our customer around the globe.
All right. Dato', definitely it's amazing to have you here and great insights on the story and the experience and how far have Petronas have come in helping boosting the building a high value green economy and to building a pathway toward a sustainable world. And I'll say thank you very much to Senior Vice President Project Delivery and Technology Petronas, to Dato' Bachul Pilong. Please see you again, Dato'. And thank you for tuning in on Niaga Awani, and we'll be catch you on the next one. Signing off, I'm Nina Rosban. See you.